Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Hour two of the Lori and Julia show on this Thursday. We got some random thoughts coming up. We got Hollywood Speak coming up. We got some Kelly-oke coming up. It's going to be a fun hour.
We have a question to ask our TV viewers of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Please call us.
Who's afraid of Jen Shah?
651-641-1071.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So after, you know, watching a lot of news last night and just discussing it with Casey, calling my mom, texting with my one sister at 10 o'clock, Casey's like, I'm exhausted. And I said, I need to wash my mind with the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And he goes, how can you go with, just like he did the other night about going to rock and roll,
right?
About Jimmy Carter. And then I watched The Bachelor. And I said, Casey, I need to cleanse my mind. I need this. I need this silly
escape from reality.
Distraction.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the things you have said, you know, because I think the Salt Lake City is 100 out of 10. It's so good.
I would agree.
One of the things I think that has made it be such a fun, you know, new franchise and what is really, you know, a format that's been around, it's all the little things that happen on that show. It's not just the big things like the trips or the parties, but there's a lot of great little things like when Heather, who I just love, telling us that her husband withheld sex from her once because of the glory hole scene in Scary Movie 3.
I didn't even hear that one.
Mary and Whitney sitting in Mary's closet, which...
it's a size...
It was so full of shiny pants and bedazzled Gucci, Chanel, and...
sparkly.
I mean, just there's kind of a lot of... put these sanitary booties over your feet. There's just lots of little things on that show, which make the whole thing, when it gets to the blow-ups...
It's epic.
It's epic. But Jen Shah...
she's the one that's married to the football coach for Brigham Young or something.
Yeah, she wears a necklace in the confessionals that make it look like her head has been screwed on to just her shoulders.
She has so much plastic surgery.
Oh, my gosh. We see her. We see a preview for next week where they're in a hot tub and or she's in bed and she has no makeup on.
Right.
Whoa.
Everyone who's been on, you know, with Andy Cohen in the clubhouse has said she's the nuttiest, Jen Shah. She's just kind
I'm
of...
I'm afraid of her through the TV. Yeah. I'm afraid of her.
It's so funny.
Are you afraid of her?
I think Rocco, she's...
is your wife afraid?
We're not part of that.
Okay. You're not part of this. Right. Okay, but I do think... how can people do this and go on TV and be out loud when they're this bad-y?
Bad.
That's the thing that I'm like, do you know how much of a mockery you are? Well, and you're a real person.
She has, I love her husband.
The coach.
The coach, Coach Shah. He's everything. He might be one of my favorite house husbands we've ever seen, but she throws him a surprise birthday party.
Oh, is that what happened? Because I was watching the week before.
And she dresses up like Beyonce from the Super Bowl 2016 and told everyone to dress hip hop.
Okay.
And they are actually doing, you know, Whitney got down on the floor and she was doing, she's a lot of fun, that Whitney.
Whitney, she's the youngest girl. One and she's got a dance pole in her home. And that girl likes to take out her moves at any opportunity. And she had fresh lip injections.
Yes.
I feel like everyone on TV over the holiday break redid their lips.
Yeah.
I can't think of one person that I've seen. Meghan McCain on The View, she has new lips. Everyone on The Housewives, Heather's lips are huge. Meredith's lips, Jen's lips. Everyone did a lip flip.
Yeah.
Over the holiday. I'm telling you, it is amazing, the lips.
Yeah. Anyway, I flip and love that show. It's just really good. I did fast forward through I can't remember if it's Lisa or Meredith. They're both.
Lisa just wants to work 24/7.
She's the richest.
Yeah, I know.
Of the housewives.
She's like to her husband, this is, I'm on a week later, you know.
But we had to go and see them feed penguins. I mean, I fast forwarded. I was like,
as if you wanted to
see that.
Yeah. Lori, you're so funny. You lived at the zoo. I've already experienced that.
Right. And then she was with her kids, and the kids are kind of at awkward, goofy
ages. Well, she just wants everyone to be in business 24/7. And her husband's like, can we focus on us for a second? She's like, no. Why wouldn't we want to grow everything? Why wouldn't we want to do this all the time?
Anyway, I did feel oddly soothed.
Yeah. Did it make you want to put more in your lips? Put more anything? Because we don't do the lips. We did our lips once, Rocco. Yeah,
years ago.
Years ago.
And he yelled at me. I walked in the house. He said, what the hell did you do to your face?
Yeah, I was told never to do it again, too.
Yeah.
We couldn't talk. Right when it was our lips were frozen.
We came to work, and Donnie was laughing at us because we were talking like we were at the dentist, and it lasted through the whole show.
We couldn't. Yeah,
it was bad.
I look like Donald Duck. I remember a friend telling me at a gopher, like...
Your lip just kind of went out like a hood. But we didn't have Dr. Crutchfield do it.
No.
And he has
the perfect... He knows how to do it, but we haven't... I've been too afraid. And then he refuses. And he says, no, I'm not doing it for you. You have got great lips. You don't need it.
Right.
And so I'm like, I trust him, you know. But I look at those lips.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like everyone else, though, because that's the thing that happens to all these people. Because even when we were watching Jimmy Kimmel's wife pick who's going to be the new Bachelor, who Matt James is going to choose for the winner on The Bachelor, she goes, this, you know, the Kardashian-looking one. There's a certain definitive look that people have. It's the lips are different. It's the cheekbone. I mean, it's the fanny. It's the eyebrow. I mean, there's a look. It's like a Stepford Wife look.
Yeah, you're right.
Everyone's trying to do it right now.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is a fad we're missing.
Yeah.
And we're missing the injections in our fanny.
I'm okay with
that. We're out on those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with missing those two.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to hear a little Kelly-oke from yesterday?
I do. What did she sing?
She covered a Drake song. Actually, it's from today because yesterday she did the song, the Selena song, Rare. Right. Today, she opened her show covering a Drake song. Hold on. We're going home. Let's take a listen. Never know that was a Drake song.
Neither would I, but I love it.
I do too. Rocco, what do you?
She's our girl. Yeah,
that's one of my favorite Drake songs. I don't like too many. That's one.
It is? What album is that off of?
I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
People, don't they just download his songs?
Right. But,
One at a time?
Well, no, that one album before the last one, everyone loved every single song. Sonia, who works with us, she said that album is everything. I remember that.
Is it?
Yeah. Everyone loved it.
Do you think it's the soundtrack to Sex in Her House?
She's not having sex. She's getting divorced.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this is from the 2013 album, Nothing Was the Same. It's the one with like Blue Sky and a Child's Profile.
Okay. He's pretty prolific. I mean, I like Drake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like him a lot, but I would never recognize that song.
I don't like how he's always trying to get involved with teenage stars.
He has a little problem with people 18 and under.
Yeah.
As a 35-year-old man or however old he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're never going to be fans of that, Lori.
No, we are not. No,
that's something you can count on from us. All right. So when we come back, random thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, it's National Bobblehead Day. And 2 days ago, I got this please be quiet, hush, hush email. Yesterday's email is a time for a facelift and a necklace. Oh. By a plastic surgeon who apparently has been following us for years, Lori, and thought, girls, it's time. And then on Tuesday, what day is it? Thursday? Tuesday, yes. I got something in my inbox that says, shh, it's National Bobblehead Day on Thursday. Guess what bobblehead we have?
Did you immediately think?
No, I saw the name and then I said, this is funny. Back to whoever this marketing firm is out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then they said, shh, don't say anything yet till Thursday.
I thought you were going to say you.
No.
Oh.
Guess who the bobblehead is? It's not us.
Okay.
Chris Harrison from The Bachelor and The Bachelor. And I just thought,
Well, you know, he has been around a long time.
He has been around, and I did
think... And there is Bachelor Nation and all of that.
I know. I just thought that was super funny, and I'm like, okay. So anyone, if you're wondering what it is, and it's also, I'm not going to take it anymore day.
Boy, is it ever.
I'm not going to take it from everybody I think is feeling that way. All right, so here's a question for you guys. What does the op... An op-ed, op-ed mean? Does it mean location? Does it mean mission? Or does it mean viewpoint?
Viewpoint.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It means location.
Op?
Op
does means, it mean for opinion?
It means opposite the editorial page.
Oh.
I thought it meant opinion.
Yeah, or viewpoint.
Viewpoint,
I always
right.
said it was the opinion.
Same. But what it is, it's an optionated article that's traditionally published in a newspaper opposite the editorial page, hence the term op-ed. It expresses the opinion of the author who's not affiliated with the newspaper. Uh-huh. So it does, it means location. That was tricky.
That's a good one.
I thought that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Here's another new one for people whose names start with a J. Apparently, we were really insignificant and not necessarily because it was the last letter to be added to the alphabet.
J?
J. And the G thinks, why did we need the J?
Right. He could have done the J.
So there's that. Let's see. If you've been seeing, you know, it's dry amberberry or January, dry January. How do people say that?
Dryuary?
Is that it, Rocco?
Dryuary?
Maybe. January? I don't know.
Okay. I'm participating in this
yeah.
one. But I don't know if you guys saw the ads with Jordan Rogers and JoJo Fletcher for the 0% zero alcohol free Heineken. Have you seen that?
No.
You know, from Bachelor?
Yeah.
Those two are still together.
Yeah. Okay.
I like those two together.
That's fine. They blend together for me.
Okay. They All look alike. Them. But Heineken yeah. has a 0.0. If people are looking.
Is it a near beer? Is
it's a near beer kind of thing. I don't even
NA
think.
An NA beer?
Yeah.
An NA beer. What is a near beer?
It's no alcohol.
Oh, okay.
In these beers. And if people wanted an option, Heineken has one.
Got it.
It used to be O'Doul's. There's a local brand. Remember the brother of the musician?
Oh, Pierner.
Yeah, but what's the name? It's like Hasty Sober Beer. What is the name of their beer?
I don't know. Rocco,
the one, the
up.
Dave Pierner brother
yeah.
dude?
Remember the brother's beer? Yeah.
Someone with a dog in it, right?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Sober dog.
Near beer, from what I looked up, near beer was what they called it back in the day of a beer that had very little
like alcohol. 3-2, like a 3-2 beer
yeah.
that
and
you
then,
could get.
The hairless dog is the
hairless dog. Burner. I'm going to try that tonight because they sent us a couple of those.
Oh, they did?
I'm
going
to try that tonight and let you guys know tomorrow.
All right.
How the lip of the hairless dog
yeah,
tastes.
Yeah, all right. Let us know.
Yes, I will. You know, we've been reading different stories about the vaccination rollout in the country. And there was an article, I think, in the Star Tribune yesterday that at some hospital when they were doing it, they just had to call in family members because these vaccinations are expiring.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
good.
Yes, I know. So just call in anybody. And so in D.C. yesterday, a couple residents were surprised when they were in a grocery store. And vaccines were expiring, so they said, do you guys want to get vaccinated, come next door to this clinic, because they were running out of, you know, people to
yeah.
give it to.
Oh, and dear, like, this doesn't seem good.
I know, but anyway,
but I do know people that work in healthcare who have had their first vaccinations.
Yes.
And
so
I know firefighters have started getting vaccinated.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
The first
let's
one.
Just keep it going.
Don't let anything go to waste.
No. And I kind of, so you're gonna hear that Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Love him.
I do too. He, I don't know, was he on 60 Minutes or something?
Yes.
And he was talking about his dad died of Alzheimer's. And he was talking about it's been his lifelong journey to try to figure out, you know, there's not been any medication to slow down Alzheimer's disease, but there are preventive things that you can be doing, lifestyle things mm-hmm. that he has found are proven to be successful. And so here are some of those. If it scares you, if you have Alzheimer's or early onset dementia in your family, mm-hmm.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Some of the things that you can be doing that can affect change. So he says basically one of the big ones is exercising. Exercising, sitting is the new smoking, according to him.
Okay.
And my new, I got an Apple Watch for Christmas, and it tells you when to get up.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
really?
Like, just get up now. You get a little ping. Get up. It tells me when to breathe. Sometimes I forget. But sitting is the new smoking. So if you can just move around more, just move around. You know, a lot of people are working, standing up, whatever you're doing, just figure out a way to get in more steps. Mm-hmm. It's really, really important. Change. Change builds up new brain cells. So do something that scares you. Learn a new skill. Maybe every other night you eat with your opposite hand. We're not eating out, so it doesn't matter if you're missing your mouth or eating funny. But use your other hand to write your name or to write a list or something. Just something that simple to get other parts of your brain working. He also said, it's really a brisk walk with a close friend talking about your problems. That's like hitting all the buttons of how to keep your mind healthy, how your body can stay healthy. So walking with friends, I did that today with our friend Mary.
Yeah.
He said, empathy, kindness, nourish your brain. And having empathy and kindness towards people is something that really affects change in your brain.
Whoa.
And I thought that
so
was
being surly, grumpy, negative. Is
none of that is helping.
Okay.
Find a place of gratitude, because every day, I mean, literally yesterday, I heard from two close friends that are really, really struggling with health.
Mm-hmm.
People in their family are, and I think we've got our legs, we've got our limbs, we've got our arms, we've got a job. I mean, yeah. Just go to the bottom. We don't have small kids at home. I mean, think of all the struggles that so many people are going through that we are not experiencing. So if you can find gratitude. And then, of course, the thing about the berries is true. Eat more berries. He just said, I don't know what it is, but it's proven blueberries, raspberries, they help you.
Yeah, whatever.
Playing an instrument. Change builds up resilience and new brain cells. So just kind of figure it out and eat less red meat. He said, red meat, there's something in it that is just for arthritis and for
Alzheimer's.
I should
never get Alzheimer's then.
No, you should never get it because you do all these things.
Well, no, the red meat, I've never, I don't know.
So in eating with
that's weird.
Yeah, eating with another hand. And our brother-in-law in Montana quit eating red meat because he was having a lot of arthritis in his knees.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it has changed him.
Wow.
He feels a difference. So those are just kind of some health things.
All right, thank you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Julia.
No, I took notes because I thought, you know, it's just the little things that we can do, and it does make you feel better if you move.
He said nothing about the puzzles or working the mind thing.
Well, sure, doing something different, but you can't. Okay. He said people who do crossword puzzles every day aren't challenging their brain in a different way.
Got it.
Like Casey's into the chess now. You know, what was he into a couple weeks ago? He was into, what was the funny thing? He was learning how to influence, get friends and influence others.
Oh, he read the Dale Carnegie book. Oh my gosh, he was driving me crazy that week.
But just pick up something new every day. You know, I learned Sudoku. I do the crossword. I mean,
he's forgotten what he read in that book. And luckily he's not practicing any of his things with me or any other family members. I'd be like, why are you asking me this?
But just try something new and doing something that scares you. You know, boy, we've tried a lot of those things.
Yeah, I went back to the gym yesterday and I did squats for the first time. And boy, did my flanks feel it today.
Don't you? Yeah. I know I did the weights 2 days ago at the gym.
I promised myself that I was going to walk around like a duck and do squats. And I was going to do all this stuff in this down period of time. All I did was walk.
You're a class goer.
Yeah, but I mean, walking is not the same as...
But it's more than nothing.
Yes, it was.
Because sitting is the new smoking.
Okay.
All right, people. And it's little steps and gentle kindness to yourself, which can help us through this. All right, we will be right back. The final straw. Lori's going to tell us what it is.
Well, Page Six is doing what they do best, and they are really, since they broke it to us exclusively the other day, that Kim Kardashian, Kanye were heading for divorce.
Right.
And people were going, oh my God, real love is dead, I tell you.
Is that what we're basing real love on?
Oh, I've heard Rocco crying. He's like, how can I ever believe in love again if Kimye's breaking up? And geez, it's
devastating.
Devastating. And anyway, they were the ones who exclusively revealed it. And it is telling that nobody is denying it. But Chris, multiple sources, Jenner is working real hard, keeping all the outlets, giving different stories to different outlets.
Good for
Us
her.
Weekly.
Way to spread the love.
Entertainment okay. Weekly.
But what do we know?
Page Six is getting from Kris Jenner, basically, that Kanye's presidential run was the quote-unquote final straw for Kim.
Don't you think?
I totally believe it. The bizarre presidential campaign made Kim realize she needed to end the marriage for the sake of her kids and her own sanity. And if you remember, he kicked off, there was just a nuttier than nutty speech in July. And he talked about Harriet Tubman, never had anything to do with freeing slaves.
Was a choice, I thought he said, or something.
It was an epic bipolar rant.
Outburst.
Yeah. Very delusional speech. That same month, then he called Kris Jenner Kim Jong-un, which I will never not find funny. And claimed that
Kris Jong-un,
and that the family was trying to force him into treatment. They were trying to get out him.
Yeah.
That Kim wanted to have an abortion with their daughter. It was like a stream of consciousness on Twitter for about 18 hours out of 24.
And a big interview in Forbes magazine.
You're right. In
and
July.
That they let that happen, I thought was so wrong.
Yeah. So a second source,
okay,
PMK, the public relations firm, for they said Kim's reaction to, quote unquote, his presidential run was, they reminded Page Six that she never publicly even acknowledged that he was doing anything.
How could you?
But her silence to her 198 million Twitter followers.
How many people? What is there? 300 million people live in the U.S., something like that?
Something like that. She never said anything.
Gosh.
And so they were just like, okay, that was going on. And apparently, Laura Wasser, you know, she and Kanye,
her attorney,
had a prenup.
Huh.
They had a prenup.
Okay.
Oh, do you think Kris Jenner?
No
woman on her third marriage with that many assets isn't going to have
a
prenup.
Isn't it funny that it's her third? Or Chris Humphries. Who was the other one?
Damon. She married somebody when she was 19.
That's right. Okay.
So they have a prenup, but of course they have to settle the finances of money they've made since the marriage, and then they have four children.
Yes, they do.
What is going to be the custody situation? And so that's all been negotiated. Supposedly there might be a few more things coming. Another source told Page Six, and now we're probably back to Kris Jenner, because here's what the source says.
Okay, tell me.
Kim's not dating anyone, because if she were, it would be a career move.
So she's only going to date someone that's going to have a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then they went on to say this source.
How would she have time? She's studying to take the bar.
She can't go to restaurants now and dates and have paparazzi due to the pandemic.
Who
she can't date quietly. She doesn't even understand what that would be like. Another source close to the Kardashian, probably Chloe, said, we're talking about somebody who's already one of the most famous people in the world. She doesn't need anyone to make her more famous. And another source, probably Courtney, there isn't a war happening yet.
Yeah.
I'll add that.
Yep.
I'll add that. And then also the Daily Mail via TMZ. TMZ claimed that for one last Christmas, truly rich couples, this is what they did. He bought Kim 5 Mercedes Maybachs.
Five. That's, what, were they in the colors of the rainbow?
I guess each one is $200,000.
Julia,
Rocker, what do you make of that? Is that a guy trying to get you to change your mind?
Five.
But she bought him several James Turrell pieces, which is
an artist
that he likes. And yeah, it's estimated that they spent about $1 million each on their presents for each other. Probably we won't like James Turrell pieces if we were to look at
it. I'm looking it up right now.
Rocco, describe.
T-U-R-R-E-L-L.
When you have $1 billion each, I mean, what? I mean, do you really need to buy presents for each other?
Well I think, I no, that's fine. But I'll tell you, you know, like the sweetest thing that Casey ever does for me for my birthday is, or Christmas, are the treasure hunts. And then a poem, he writes a poem.
See, that would be sweet.
It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Or his other gift that he gives to me, and I was a winner chicken dinner today, is when I do laundry and I find money and I keep it. It's like a lottery day. It's laundry lottery. I found $7 today.
James Turrell's kind of cool.
Is it?
It's kind of futuristic.
It's futuristic graphic, though.
And that's probably going to be all stashed in his Wyoming home, because that nothing says Wyoming like futuristic stuff.
Here's what it is. It's something you and I wouldn't like, but Rocco, you like it. Innovative photographic techniques that allow light to have a physical presence using hologram stuff.
Ooh, holograms.
Oh, God.
To make the light the subject of the new media.
Oh, boy. Kanye's
cubes,
got the...
Pumids.
Humans. Pubes?
Pubes?
No, pyramids.
It's a pubic human.
I gave you a pubic human for Christmas.
Did you see him? He's completely hairy from head to toe. He's my pubic human.
This is so not us, Lori.
No, it sounds terrible. So that's what they bought each other. And the reason why they're not divorced yet, and they're not saying for sure that they're getting divorced, is Kris Jenner and Kim want everything to be worked out ahead of time.
Absolutely.
But who knows? You know, like probably buying the art was like a massage thing. You know, I have something in common with Kim.
Okay, this ought to be interesting.
Okay.
It's not your bank account.
No, it is not.
It's not your fanny.
No, it's not.
It's not the birth of four children or having four children. Okay.
No. Rocco, can you guess what I have in common with
Kris Jenner? I know what it is.
Kris Jenner?
I know what it is.
Kim Kardashian.
You have experience with someone who's not. I too have
committed somebody on a 51-50 hold.
Yeah.
A husband.
Oh.
And that's a psychotic hold.
72 hours.
Yeah.
Of decompressing time.
I remember this.
Yeah. Rocco.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Oh, I could have like blocked it out of my mind. I kind of forgot about it. And then one of the nieces wanted to know about my thoughts on Kim Kardashian. And as I was typing out a message for her, let me just tell you.
You had a memory.
I had a memory come back. Because, you know, sometimes there is stuff that you just don't need to really remember.
Right.
And so this is what I said to the niece about that. And I think she thought it was funny, but maybe she was shocked because she had no idea. But she's old enough. I said, I only lasted like a year and a half with my rich. And then I used, you know, kind of a sexual euphemism for something he was very good at. Bipolar husband. It was exhausting. And I, too, checked him in for 72 hours.
Wow. And I dated Lori. Yeah. I knew Lori at this time.
It really was. I have slippery memories of it because it was really upsetting.
It was so painful.
It was very upsetting
and painful. See what was happening.
And really, I mean, you know, I was just like,
it was scary.
Yeah. How do I remain committed to this person who I did really think I madly loved? And, you know, thank God I didn't have any kids.
Oh, Lord.
I'd be
goodness.
Stuck forever with, I mean, you know, yep. and with him. So she, her art purchase for him, I'm saying could be a massage
yeah.
of trying to get him, because I think.
Instability.
In a bipolar, in someone who isn't taking okay. their bipolar medication, the person that they love the most is the person that can calm them down the most and set them off. This is just a complete theory on my part for okay. my experience of okay. dealing with somebody. But it's one person who's right. both sides of the coin for that person.
A trigger and a bomb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll listen to you if they're on the low side or the medicated sure. side. And then, you know.
They won't if
Casey
they're...
was that person for someone that we know. He was the.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
Yes. So mm-hmm. it is just kind of. And that's why she hasn't officially filed for divorce. She still wears her thin wedding band.
Right.
She's been seen out, but she hasn't been seen with the big engagement ring. I don't think she's worn that since they got robbed. Or whatever, but they're just kind of, she's massaging and managing him. And, you know, probably is easier having him be in Wyoming. Oh. And but they're so used to living separate lives.
Right.
They really had a very Hollywood marriage. For most people, a relationship would not work that much. But for somebody like that, remember I lived for a whole year with my husband in another town.
I remember.
It was great. I'm telling you, I had no idea. I would be like after the weekend, well, that's good. I've got 5 days alone. And then I could kind of forget
right.
about, you know, some of the goofy things that happened while we were together.
Over the weekend.
Yeah. My mom reminded me. She said, that was weird. And I said, well, that's one reason why we lasted even as long as we did.
Right.
Because we lived in two different cities and two different homes. That makes it real easy to, you know, deal
sure.
with that. So anyway. Right, not everybody has sharing. The luxury of having two homes, but we did. You know what I mean?
Or having that in common with Kim Kardashian.
There
Bragger.
5150. That's me and Kim. All right, listen, we'll be right back with Hollywood Speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood Speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
I don't know. I feel like we've been doing a lot of that, sister.
Know.
What do we got?
Well, it would appear the word cucumber isn't the only thing out of the grasp of Hilaria Baldwin's hand.
Her command of the English language.
That's right.
Okay,
like the information of her birthplace disappearing from her agent's website and Wikipedia, Page Six is now saying that a brand partnership that she had with Cuties Baby Care, which they make hypoallergenic diapers and baby wipes.
Okay.
And it was a perfect fit, because if there is a woman who's drowning in diapers, it's Hilaria Baldwin with
five
children and under the age of seven.
Yeah. So that's what my mom had.
Yeah. It's, yes, that was a perfect shill for her.
Yes,
perfect,
it was.
You know, because she was always showed. That's why she always said that, you know, the reason why she showed so many pictures of her babies was, especially in the last 6 months, was because
she was endorsing somebody.
But she didn't say that. She just said they're so sweet and everything. Well, I mean, would you ever believe that when somebody says that to me? If you're a famous person, if anything, you're kind of more worried about the privacy of your children.
You're so funny. You're so funny.
Anyway,
oh,
she's really bummed that she lost Cuties Baby Care. And now they're saying that she was just always intended to be a brand. This is what the Hollywood Speak. She was always intended to be the brand ambassador for 6 months.
That's a short term brand ambassador.
Yeah, they're lying. They're paying her for a year.
Right,
they're paying her for a year. But they've held up and said, hey, no cucumbers here. How do you say go away
how
in
you
Spanish?
Say, I don't know. Vamos.
Yeah,
that's Italian.
Vamonos.
Vamonos. Vamonos. Señor. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, they just, you know, I think it was, we know why it was. But, you know, anyway, so that made me laugh.
It really.
Other people she's got deals with are brand partnerships. And when you're an Insta, this is just what I can see. It does seem like Insta influencers, people get paid for Instagram ads, the influencers, they do take breaks, be like Christmas, holiday, you know, nobody expects a lot of, unless you've got, it fits with your brand, like things going on 4th of July. There are little, I mean, if that was the one good thing, if I'd been consulting Hilaria on PR, I would have said, this is all happening at a good time if we don't say anything.
No one's reading the news. Just let it go away.
Let it go.
Her husband inflamed it.
And then she gave the New York Times interview where she blamed
quiet.
Anyway, she listened to me, you know, and her publicist, but she had to explain.
How much credit you...
She had to explain, okay? Well, there could be practical people listening who need PR advice.
And this is free.
This is for you.
This is so nice of you. You're a giver.
Yeah, I am. And but her brand partnerships, Spindrift, Mattel,
Toys,
Fisher Price,
Toys,
and Bissell.
Carpet cleaners.
Yeah, they pay good money. This is good money.
Mm-hmm.
She's risked it all. I bet she ends up losing every one of the partnerships.
At least the Spanish-speaking vacuums are no longer going to be with her.
Right,
or the Spanish-speaking toys, Fisher-Price. Remember the CNC where you pointed to the cow? How does a cow move in Spanish?
Kids were really getting into the Mattel Fisher-Price.
Well,
it was probably a constant. Because she's the wife of Alec Baldwin and might have more things, she probably... Her contract, she didn't even have to post that much.
Right.
So it almost looks organic. Even though it says ad.
Here's the funny thing. The other night on Jimmy Kimmel, he was showed the phone, some of the presents that his family gave his kids.
Yeah.
And he had the phone from Santa. And it's an old-fashioned phone, Rocco, with a dial, you know, and the handle, and you lift it up and everything.
Well, because kids love dialing.
We love that dialing. Yeah, yeah. One ring-a-dingy, two ring-a-dingy. It just brings you back. And so he's like, these are the meanest gifts. And the only way to shut them off is you need a tiny Phillips screwdriver to get the AAA batteries out.
Right.
And Casey, my brother, Lori's husband, used to give our kids this ball that was a ball, but it had all these rubber things out of it. It was the noise. It was like the jugger ball or something.
It looked like a Willy Wonka candy, that gobstopper.
It did, but it was all in a ball and it would just...
Light up and make noise.
And make noise and bounce around your
house. Almost like razor sounds. That's probably the most annoying child gift. You know, something that sounds like razor. Ding! Ding! You know, you're just like, oh my God.
And they don't have an off button.
Yeah, it's
You have to hide it.
It's the Funkles and...
I thought it was funny. You know, him talking about the Santa phone.
Oh, yeah. What you give when...
Did Rocco get... Bruno. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Lord.
Is there somebody the popcorn lawnmower? Did somebody give him that, I hope?
Oh, remember that thing?
Or that little... Remember that thing? Oh, and the kids, when they learn how to lock,
I loved that thing.
Oh, the pop-up thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe...
Did your kids have any of that?
I don't remember.
Did
any
anyone
super
do
annoying...
any mean things on them?
No, I think if we did, we maybe hid it because we... We're old and smart.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
I remember when one of my first one had his fifth birthday, and I had the petting zoo, and we lived in Edina.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And it was just a big blowout party.
Oh, I was just appalled.
It was so fun.
I know. I was like, your backyard.
It was all in the front, though. It was in the driveway.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the petting zoo. It was on our street.
That's right.
And
it was the one llama that came up by the kitchen, and did go to the driveway.
It was so fun, Rocco.
The kids love
petting
it.
Zoo.
He got so many presents. I didn't even let him, because there was too much activity to even open the presents.
Right.
Okay, right.
But people buy a better present when there's a really good party.
It was a petting zoo.
Yeah, that's a theory of mine.
It was a good one. And
Rocco, it really is.
I hide the presents, and I'm like, because he doesn't need all those.
You wouldn't even need to. Just the fact that you could have a party like that for your kid. And now, of course, no one is really having those. But when you could, like, I remember a friend of mine had a petting zoo, and her kid, though, was like 12.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of kids were invited, and they had a big yard, and then they had it, like, catered. And, the presents. I thought I was at a wedding.
No, there were so many presents.
And, I said to my friend, I was like, you didn't even have to buy. She goes, yeah, we didn't. No, the party is the present.
The party, and the kids don't know. And then it was the presents for Christmas that year, the birthday. I mean, there were many presents. You know whose birthday it is today? Blue Ivy. She's 9.
Oh, my gosh. She's almost, you know what? She's got to be excited. She's almost to double digits. Uh-huh. Kids can hardly stand. They can't wait to be double digits. But that's another thing, Rocco. I just have a theory about that.
I'm writing that one down.
Because it's very exciting to turn double digits. Kids pay attention to that, you know, because then you're going to be double digits until you're triple digits. And then your mind is blown because now you know how to count to 100.
I think by the time they're 9, they got that one.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, you know, it is like you just go, I mean, don't you remember being so excited to turn double digits? Or am I the only one?
You're the only one, Lori. No, because my parents got divorced when I was 9.
Yes.
And so I just remember that trauma.
Yeah.
I don't know that I remember turning 10.
Because, yeah, you were sad, and it was very upsetting.
It was fall of after when I turned 9, and then
you were basically grown up then.
And it was our first separate birthday party.
Oh.
Go to dad's, go to mom's.
Your childhood ended that day, Julia. Your childhood ended that day.
It was
day.
All wiped out when I was 9 years old. Yeah. Couldn't recover.
Well, it's true.
It's funny. Oh,
okay, how about this Hollywood speak? Right. This in, I guess if you like your mansions controversial, half built and doomed, we have a deal for you. What do you think's for sale?
The new Schweitzman Castle in Garmisch.
Julia, let me give it to you again. Castle? If you like your mansions controversial, half built and doomed, and had been for several years.
Oh, Hadid.
That's right.
It's gone though.
Mohammed Hadid's doomed mega mansion. That's
did they knock it down?
No, it's for sale.
How can they sell it? I thought it was had to be knocked down.
It does need to be torn down, but the land it's on, Mohammed Hadid is selling it for $8.5 million, and then you get to pay the money to tear it down.
Wow.
Is that a Hollywood real estate deal or
what? But you
what?
Know, a rich person who wants to live right there because it's location, 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 it'll probably sell.
Yeah. It was Rocco, it has been the Starship Enterprise for probably 10 years.
It has.
It's been this 30,000 square foot home, and it's in Bel Air. And
it's got a great location.
Great location, but it really isn't that much land. But he is selling it. He can't afford to
pay the taxes on it anymore.
Or demolish the house.
Wow.
I wonder, will Elon Musk buy it?
For Amber Heard?
To say it right.